Pei Gimel. The Mishnah says Pei Gimel. For atzomois, a bones, the yagidim, the veins, the hanoisim. Or else you have the leftover meat from a korban Pesach, is alocha yisorfum. These things are toin sreifa, you have to burn them. Sagrashi says, atzomois means shlo yochol l'shoivrim. By a korban Pesach, the bone, you're not allowed to break the bone of a korban Pesach. Bifnei shenes raboi shvira setzim. The Torah says you're not allowed to break the bone. Now, v'noisa b'hen moyach. Now, inside a bone, you can have marrow. Now, the marrow is called bother, and really you're supposed to eat it. But you can't because you can't get into it. Therefore, when it stays overnight, the next day it's called noiser, and you have to burn these bones. V'rehu noiser, it's the marrow inside the bone is called noiser. V'toyin treifa, therefore you have to burn the whole bone. V'chein gidim t'grashim, mor b'forech nechlinu. The Gemara asks the question, why do you have to burn the veins? Why don't you eat them? Like the Churah means to say, these are the veins of the Korban Pesach, that's called Bosar, that you're allowed to eat them. So if you leave them overnight, they become nicer, you have to burn them. But Metchilo, why should you burn them? Why don't you eat these veins? Viha nicer, that's good. Nicer means by mistake, you left over some meat. Like Rashi says, viha nicer. Bosar Pesach shenis atzlu b'achilosim. Somebody was lazy, he didn't finish eating his whole Korban Pesach. When he says it was left overnight, so locher is the next morning, it's called noiser. So the Mishnah says, yisorfu. All these three things, you have to burn them. When? Beshishosar. You're not allowed to burn them on the first day Pesach, even though they're noiser in the morning, because you're not allowed to burn kachrim on Yom Tov. Therefore, you have to wait till the 16th day, which midrash, that's the first day of Chol HaMoed, and you burn it then. Shrashi beshishosar. Shuchar l'shemoed. That's the first day of Chol HaMoed. V'yachal pi shenifsu baboy kerishon. Even though Pesach in the morning already, when it was left overnight, it's chal noiser. Really, you should burn it right away. But there it says, "Ain rishon the surfim beyom tov kafarsh be gemara." You're not allowed to burn kachrim on yom tov. We'll see in the gemara, it's not doichi yom tov. Therefore, you have to first burn it on the first day chol hamoed. What about chal tezayin lias the Shabbos? Hey, Pesach the first day was Friday, so the first day chol hamoed is Shabbos, and you're not allowed to burn kachrim on Shabbos either. Is dalochi yisarfu b'yud zayin? Burn it on the 17th, which is the second day of Chol HaMoed. You're not allowed to burn kachrim, not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. That's the klal of the Mishnah.
One thing to think about here is someone who has cauliflower and keeps 2 days Yom Tov. If he goes to Israel, only has to keep 1 day Yom Tov.
That wouldn't be right. The Mishnah is talking about the Mor. Omer Rav Mori Baravua, Omer Rav Yitzchok, at somois kodeshim. If you have the bone from a kachrim, from a korban, Sheshim shul noiser. That means it was mishamish. It helped along the marrow inside the bone, which was noiser. It's less than not by carbon pesach. By any carbon, that the marrow inside is called basar. If for some reason you didn't eat it, you didn't break it open, you didn't eat it, so the marrow inside is noiser. Now the bone around it is helping out that marrow. That's called sheshim shoy. It's like helping it out. So Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Mechadish, mitamim es yudayim. If you touch the bone itself, it's matama your hands. It has the same halacha like noiser. Meat that was left overnight that becomes noiser, midirabonin, if you touch it, it's tamei, it's matama your hands. So now the bones, even though the bones itself is not edible, the bone itself is not noiser, but since the bone helped along what's inside it, the marrow inside it, so the bone is called something that's mishamish noiser, it has a halacha like noiser, and if you touch the bone, you're also tamei, you're matama your dayim. Because the bone is like holding up, holding inside the marrow. So since it's helping the marrow inside, midrabbanan has a din like noiser itself. So Rashi is a shimshul noiser, shenoiser ben moyach. You had some marrow left inside the bone, chutzlas mani, too long, more than you're supposed to. Vishimshul atzamas alolu. Now the bone keeps the marrow in place. Is aloche metamim es yodayim. The bone has the same halacha like noiser itself. That's what the rabbanon dik halacha, that noiser, if you touch it, it's matam with your hands. Perek basra. Well, the common perek will have this also. Yeah. But that was Rabbi Avuha on Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha. So the Mara name of Messiah, I'll bring your riot in from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Ho at somos, if you have the bones of a korban pesach, v'hagidim, and you have the veins, v'ha noiser, the leftover meat, is yisrafu. You're supposed to burn them. And when l'tezayin? On the first day chol hamoed. Now the question is, hani atzomas hechidomi. What type of a bone are we talking about that you have to burn it? If there's nothing inside it, there's no marrow inside it, it's just a pure bone, so lama b'sreifa, what do you have to burn it for? It's not nicer. Leaving over the bone is not something that's edible. There was no mitzvah to eat the bone. So if you leave it over, there's nothing wrong with it. Nisha dino, stam, throw it away. What do you have to burn it for? There's no chiyuv sreifa on stam bones. Ela pshita, you have to tell me what we're talking about. The yisbehu moich. We're talking about in the case that there is marrow inside the bone. Yes, this bone has marrow inside it. So the case is like this. Iyamrit bishleim, if you tell me, shimush noiser, milsehi, the fact that the bone helped out the marrow inside, it got a shame noiser on the bone itself, is amto dena, you understand, lahochi bois reifam. That's why you have to burn the bone. In other words, the Havamin is right now that the marrow inside crack open the bone and take the marrow out. So the Havamin is now there's no marrow inside this bone. Still, the Mishnah says you have to burn the bone. Why? The Torah says because since there was a time when there was marrow inside it, so at that time the bone was helping out what's inside it, so God is shame, his tashmish, la noiser, like noiser itself, that's why you have to burn it. Eli Yarmut, but if you're going to tell me, shimush noiser, lav milsi, no. The fact that a bone helps out the noiser means nothing. It doesn't make the bone noiser. It doesn't do anything to it. Abazay lomalus reifam. What do you have to burn it for? Nitbarinu. Stam, break it right now. Break open the bone right now. V'nechal tzalamayach. And take out the marrow right now. Ditu. V'nisafiyu. And burn it right now. V'nishdinu liditu. And then take the bone and throw it away. His davaminer is right now. If you're only worried about the marrow itself, the Havamina is, since right now the marrow is nicer inside, you can't eat it, so the Havamina is now there's no issa breaking the bone. So if you have a bone right now that this was left overnight, Pesach in the morning, you have the bone. Or let's say even Chalamayit, you have this bone. So the Havamina is, just for the nicer that's inside the bone, you know what you should do? Crack open the bone right now, scrape out the marrow, burn that, that's nicer, but the bone throw away. Why does the Mishnah say you have to burn the bone? So it's a raya like Reb Mori here to say that since this bone helped out the marrow, the bone itself also has a din like nicer. So it's not enough just to scrape out the marrow inside, but rather you have to burn the bone itself. So it's a raya to Reb Mori. Mori says no. Amri loy. I'll tell you from here, there's no raya to him. Liyola meimaloch shimash nicer lav milse. I'll tell you really, the fact the bone helped out, kept the marrow inside it, means nothing. If you could scrape out the marrow, break open the bone, and take the marrow outside, the bone itself you could just throw away. You don't have to burn the bone. The fact the bone helped out the marrow means nothing. So why does our Mishnah say you have to burn the bones? Uksavar boi the kosher. The afilu the posel. Our Tana the Mishnah knows that it is allowed. You're not allowed to break the bones of a Korban Pesach, not only if the Korban is kosher, even if the Korban is posel. As even if the marrow inside the bone became nicer, it stood overnight, still you're not allowed to break the bone. Even if the bone now is posel, in other words, the marrow inside you let stay overnight, so the marrow is nicer, still there's a lav, you're not allowed to break open the bone. So that's why our Mishnah says you have to burn the bone. Not because the bone itself is considered like nicer, but because there's something inside the bone. There's marrow inside the bone, and that is meat. That should have been eaten, but you're not allowed to eat it because you can't break it open. And now that it became nicer, you have to burn it. So the reason why you have to burn the whole bone is because you have to get the marrow inside to burn it. And the only way you can do that is by burning the whole bone. But maybe if for somehow you would just scrape out the marrow, maybe the bone you would be allowed to throw away. You wouldn't have to burn it. It wouldn't be a riot or a mori from our Mishnah. For the Gemara, could that be true? Afilu b'psul sakabaitach. You want to tell me that the lav not to break a bone from a korban pesach applies even when the korban is posel? Is that true? For your Tanan, we learned like this. Avol ha-moiseh b'tor. If somebody left over meat that was tor and didn't eat it, he was over the issa noiser. He left over the meat overnight and did not eat it. Or else, v'yahashoyver b'tomei. Somebody took a tomedik of korban pesach, the korban pesach that's tomei, it's not edible, and he broke a bone. So the next Mishnah says, you should know, einoi seifek esamoyim. He does not get malchus. So mashman is no issa diraisa. So on the first part of the Mishnah, the pshat is, noiser is, oh, you don't get malchus. Because what's noiser? You didn't eat the meat, you let it stay overnight. So that's called the lav shain by maisa. You did not do any maisa. You just let it stay overnight, therefore you don't get malchus. That's called the law of Shein Bo Maisa. You didn't do anything. It's just like Shevi Yatase, by not doing anything, by not eating the meat. You let the meat become nicer, you don't get Malkus. But then it says, if you break the bone from a Korban Pesach that's Tomei, also you don't get Malkus. Why not? They did a law. So the Kuri, you see from the Mishnah, that since the Korban is Pusul, there's no law in breaking the bone, you are allowed to break the bone. So we're back to Kasha and Al-Mishnah then. Why does Al-Mishnah say these are Tzomis? That was left overnight. That's Pusul. You have to burn the bone. What do you have to burn the bone for? Break open the bone. There's no law in breaking open the bone. And scrape out the marrow, just burn the marrow. So the Kuri, there should be a Rai again to Rav Mori. That the reason why you have to burn the bone is because since the bone helped out the marrow inside, the bone itself is considered like nicer. Mora says, no, again, there's no raya. I'll tell you like kasha, there's no kasha here. Kan shehoysa le'shasa kosher, kan shehoysa le'shasa kosher. If there was a one time when this bone was edible, then we say, if the schal on this bone, you're not allowed to break the bone. So even though, like in our Mishnah, you left the bone stay overnight, but at the beginning, the bone came from a kosherdik animal. Like throughout the nighttime, you were allowed to eat the meat of the Korban Pesach. It was a kosher a Korban Pesach. When does the Korban become possible? Only when you let it stay overnight. So in such a case, the lav not to break the bones stays on. Even the next morning, when the bone became nicer, still you're not allowed to break it. The next Mishnah says that if you break the bone of a Korban Pesach that's Tomei, you don't get Malkus, there's no Isser. That's talking about it was Tomei Mikoro. It never had a shasa kosher. There was never a time when it was roi to eat the meat. Hey, the korban became tamei right away b'shashchita. It was never a time to eat it. So then we say the issa to break the bone was never chal, never started. It only starts if there's a time when you're allowed to eat the meat. You're allowed to eat the meat. Now we say that there's a lav not to break the bone now. Even if later it becomes nicer, the lav still applies. So therefore, our mission is talking about where it once had a shasa kosher, it was once edible, therefore the lav still applies. That's why our Mishnah says you have to burn the whole bone. Even though the only thing that's nice is the marrow inside, but you can't scrape out the marrow, because you're not allowed to break this bone. So there's no raya to Rav Mori. Now the Gemara says, Uman Tana, who is this Tana? Like from our Mishnah, the Shoni Leda makes a difference. If there was a time when this carbon was once kosher, you were allowed to eat it. To say that the next Mishnah that says there's no lav in breaking the bone from a carbon tamei, that's talking about where it was never a shasa kosher. Who is this Tanam? Rabbi Yaakov. It goes according to Rabbi Yaakov. The time you learn in a price like this. The Pasuk in Shemai says, you're not allowed to break a bone from a carbon pesach. So we dash, and what does it mean, boy? The kosher of Leib Apostle, only when the korban is kosher, calls the man you're allowed to eat the meat, that's when there's a lav, you're not allowed to break the bone. But once the korban becomes possible, even nicer, then you're allowed to break the bone. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yaakov Vaimano, Hoysele Shasa kosher, if at one time the korban was kosher, Venifsol, and then it became possible, like our Mishnah, where you let the bone stay overnight, or the next morning, when the korban now becomes nicer, Yeshbay Mishum Shvirus Etzim. There's still a lav, you're still not allowed to break the bone of this korban. Since last night you were allowed to eat the meat, so last night there was a lav not to break the bones, so that lav still remains. Even the next morning, when it becomes nicer, still there's a lav not to break the bone. So that's why our Mishnah says that if you have this bone that was left overnight, since there's marrow inside it, and that is nicer, you have to burn it. The only way to get to it is to burn the whole bone, because you're not allowed to break open the bone. What about loy hois l'shasa kosher? No. It was never roi to eat. The korban became tomei right away. Right after shchita, the animal became tomei. It was never a time you were allowed to eat the meat. Ain't by mishum shvirus etzim. That's pshat the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah says if you have a korban pesach that's tomei, means it was tomei right away. So if you break the bone there, there's no lav. We have Yishimin Oimer, a third time it says, echot zev yechot zev ain't by mishum shvirus etzim. He says no. Any type of a korban that's posel, even though it once had a shasa kosher, but about right now the korban is posel, there's no lav in breaking the bone. You're allowed to break the bone. So these are different to know you. But the Marmes, we have a kasha now. Kol atzomes hakodeshim. Any bone that comes from a korban, from kodeshim, ein tunen sreifa. There's no chiyuv to burn the bone itself. Chutz only meyatzomes hapesach. Only from the bones of a korban pesach do we say sometimes you have to burn the bone. Why? Mipnei atakola. Because there's something wrong with it. There's something that there's a takol involved. So Rashi says because there's noisa there. Rashi chutz miatzomet haPesach shein yochol l'shoivrim. You're not allowed to break open the bone and scrape off the marrow. Mipnei takola setzem loisishbru boy. Because there's allowed not to break the bone. Lefikach nisrofim ayidei moich shebhem. Therefore, you have to burn the whole bone the way it is. Because since there's marrow inside the bone, and the marrow inside is nicer, so you have to burn it, you have to burn the whole bone. That's this brisa. Mashenken, by other kachim, we say no. Other kachim, we don't have to burn the bone itself. For the Gemara, hani atzom esechidomi. What type of bones are we talking about here? Ilayim with the lespu moyach, if there's no marrow inside it, lomalu sreifam, why do you have to burn it altogether? The bone itself, there's no dinoiser on the bone. Noiser is only something that was a mitzvah to eat it. If you didn't eat it, there's chala dinoiser. But the bone that's not edible, there's no noiser, you don't have to burn it. Elopshita dispumoich. Avada, we're talking about here bones that has marrow inside it. Now, if you're going to tell me, shimish noiser, milsi, if you're going to tell me that a bone that holds inside it the marrow, once the marrow became noiser, the din is even the bone itself, machmas atzmoi, you have to burn it. Even if you scrape out all the marrow now, still the bone itself you have to burn, because the bone was once holding up noiser. It became like noiser. Why does the Rashi say here? Atzom is kodeshim. If you have bones from a regular carbon, from a carbon chatis, a carbon oila, is amai ein toin tunin sreifa. Why don't you have to burn the bones? So bishleim and not like with moriate de pshatis. Stam a bone of a carbon shlomer that became nicer. You know what you do with the bone? Crack it open, scrape out the marrow. The marrow you have to burn, but the rest of the bone you don't have to burn. The rest of the bone is nothing. Throw it away. But according to Rav Mori, that Rav Mori says, once the bone was helping along the marrow, it had a shein nicer on it, so why don't you have to burn the bone? You should have to burn it. The bone is also called nicer now. So it's a kashan Rav Mori. Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, you know what this breister that says? That you do not have to burn the bones of kachim, and we're talking about bones that have marrow inside it, so of course the marrow you do have to burn. So it means to say you just scrape out the marrow and the bones throw away. So why? Hachim Mayaskin, and we're talking about here, Kagoin Shemotson Chalutzen. I tell you, we're talking about you found bones that was hollowed. We're talking about now you found cracked open bones. So Lachim is like this. Atzomis Kodeshim, if you find cracked open bones from a carbon shlomim, or from a carbon chattis, I'll tell you, you know what? That's what happens. You find now the bones cracked open. You know what you have a right to say? There's no lav in breaking open this bone. You're allowed to break open the bone of a carbon pest, of a carbon shlomim, or carbon chattis. So I'll tell you, you know when they broke open this bone? Kamid in a heavy noiser. Chaltinu. Before the bone became noiser, like a carbon chattis, you're allowed to eat it that day. That day and that night, you're allowed to eat it. So I tell you, the kohen that was eating the meat of this korban chatis, he took the bone and he cracked open the bone throughout the day and scraped out the marrow and ate it. And the bone he left over. So that's why you don't have to burn the bone, because there was never nicer in the bone. When does Rav Mori say the bone becomes usser? Only if you left over the marrow inside the bone, that the marrow became nicer. Then we say once the marrow is nicer, the bone that's holding it up has also become nicer. But by regular carbon, if you find bones that are cracked open, we name on that the bailim, if it's a shlomim, the bailim, or if it's carbon chatis, that's a kayin, they for sure cracked open the bone when you were still allowed to eat it, and they ate the marrow. So now the bone, you don't have to burn, there's nothing wrong with it. The bone never helped along the nicer. Therefore, we don't have to burn it. If you find the bones from a carbon pesach, here for sure there's a lav. According to everybody, kozman it's nighttime that you're allowed to eat the meat. Kozman it's not chal noiser, for sure you're not allowed to break open the bone. So bezoi, these bones, kozman it's not noiser, you can't crack open the bone. When you're allowed to crack open the bones, according to some on the Yomim, only labosa than heavy noiser. Only after the bone was stayed overnight, that now it's chal noiser, now like some on the Yomim before, like the Pshim we had. Once the bone becomes noiser, now there's no more lav in breaking it. So I'll tell you who the chal tinu. That's when they first cracked open this bone, in the next morning first. The mail of a heaven, it's a riot to Rav Mori now. So even if you could tell me you find hollowed out bones from a Korban Pesach, that they scraped out the marrow and they burned the marrow, still the din is he has to burn these bones. Why? The evolution is nicer. Because these bones for sure have the marrow inside it when it became nicer. Because you're not allowed to break open the bone last night when you're still allowed to eat the meat. Before the marrow becomes nicer, you're not allowed to break open the bone. When did they break open the bone? First after it became nicer. So at the time when it became nicer, the bone also has the shame nicer, according to Rav Murray. So the care, this price is a riot to Rav Murray. That's why these bones, even though they're cracked open, you have to burn them. Mashenkin, the bones of a chattis, or the bones of a shlomim, you don't have to burn the bones. Because there we say for sure, they cracked open the bone when there was still time to eat the marrow. And they ate the marrow. So it was never chal nicer. So therefore, bones itself is not nicer. You don't have to burn them. That's one teretz. We have Zvidam, this is another teretz. We have Zvidam, Ahachim, and Mayaskinin. Again, the Kashrut is talking about you find bones of a regular korban, you don't have to burn them. If you find bones of a korban Pesach, you have to burn them. You know what? Ahachim, and Mayaskinin. They're going Shematzon, Siburin, Siburin. You found a whole big pile of bones here. That's what we're talking about. You found a big pile full of bones. Now, Umehen Chalutzin. The top layer of burns were, of bones were cracked open. They were Chalutzin. Semela atzom is kodeshim, the bones of kodeshim, the ein bem mishum shvirus etzem, there's no lav, there's no reason like why they shouldn't break open all the bones. There's a mitzvah to eat the marrow inside it, it's kodeshim, so for sure by the korban chattis or by the korban shlamim, for sure they broke open the bone and ate the marrow inside it. Semela, if you see just the top layer broken open, lekulu hevi cholitz lu, v'yachulhu, you have a right to take on right now without checking the whole bottom layers, that all the bones in this pile were cracked open already, and all the marrow was taken out already, that's why you don't have to burn them. You have a right to take on without checking it, that there's no nicer here. That's the Chiddush. Like Rashi says, Shemotzen's burnt svarin, obodek el yonim, you checked out the top layer, omotzen chalutzen, the whole top layer of this bones were cracked open. So bayatzom is kodeshim leiboyin lemivdik. You don't have to go and check hatachtoinim, all the bottom bones. Why? Because since there's no issue in breaking it, we say, why should the person be over an Isser? He for sure broke the bones and ate all the marrow. That's why you don't have to burn the bones. So the Gemara, Mashenkein, Levoy Sefer, of Atzom Es HaPesach, Mashenkein, the bones of a Korban Pesach, the Yesh Be'em Mishum Shvira Setzem, here there is a lav. Calls the man, the bone is not nicer. You're not allowed to break open the bone. Is Dilma Hani Chaltinu? Here we have to be afraid. Even if you find the top layer of bones all broken open, I can only tell you maybe just the top ones were broken open. But the bottom bones maybe were not broken open. That's why you have to burn all these bones. You're only in doubt. So if you want to take out your time and check out every single bone and see they're all cracked open, you won't have to burn them. But if you don't want to take out your time, so right now you have to be afraid. Even though the top layer of bones are cracked open, you have to be afraid maybe there are some bones on the bottom that were not cracked open. And therefore there's some marrow inside them, and they're nice, so you have to burn them. That's why you have to burn all the bones. That's what it was written once answer. Amar Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav. Kol ha-gidim. All type of veins, basar. Has a shame basar on it right now, and there's a mitzvah to eat it, and if you don't eat it, it's chal nicer on the veins of an animal. Chutz megidei tzaver, achutz from the veins in the neck. So Rashi kol agidim basar, harei ain't kebasar, consider like meat. V'nimnim aleim bepesach, if you have a korban pesach, you have to be appointed to eat the veins, or you could be appointed, that's also part of the mitzvah, achilas korban pesach, the veins. And vayta v'yotzi dechavosai, you're also yotzi yechayvam, just by eating the veins of the animal. Achutz, Rashi chutz megidei tzaver, except from the veins around the neck of the animal, they're very hard veins. Those are only considered like a piece of wood. In other words, not called basar. Those veins do not mekayim the mitzvah, and what then is not nicer if it was left over. We say now Mishnah, our Mishnah says if you have the bones or the veins or leftover meat from a korban pesach, you should burn it b'tes zayin. You have to burn it the first day chalamoid. But the chal noiser on these things, you have to burn it. Now, hani gidim hechidomi.
what type of a vein is our Mishnah talking about to say you have to burn it? Like, what's the chiddush? Elay Magide Bosa, if you want to tell me it's talking about the other veins of the animal that you say pshit is called like bosa, it's mamish like meat, of a zayn nechlinu. First of all, you're supposed to eat it right away. Why does the Mishnah say to burn it? Like, what do you have to burn it for? Elamai vidi susar, we're talking about veins that for some reason you're too lazy, you didn't like it. You had no appetite to eat it, you didn't eat it, you left it over. For the Gemara, hainu leiser, then that's the last part of the Mishnah, that's mamish leiser. Like, why does the Mishnah have to say two cases? It says you have to burn the gid and the leftover veins of the animal, and leiser, leiser means leftover meat. So if you're telling me now the regular vein, which is also called like meat, just you didn't want to eat it, you left it over, so pshita you have to burn it. That's nicer. Why does the Mishnah say two cases? It says agidim, and it says nicer. Why does it have to say two cases for? Ela pshita gidei tzaver. Avada, the first part of the Mishnah is talking about special type of veins, the very hard veins that are found in the neck. And still the Mishnah says you have to burn them. Now this is going to be the kasher on Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Because iyam rit bishleim, if you're going to tell me, bosa ninu, that these hard veins are still considered basar, there's still a mitzvah to eat it. So amtil hochi, therefore, boi sreifa. Therefore, if you leave over these hard veins and do not eat them, it's chal noiser and you have to burn it the next morning, or chal amoyed. El yamr, but if you're going to tell me, like Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says, that these hard bones are not considered basar, there's no mitzvah to eat it. La basa ninu, lo malu sreifa, what do you have to burn it for? There's no inyan to burn stam veins that are not edible. The whole yisrael of noiser is, there was a mitzvah to eat it, and if you did not eat it, you left it over the wrong time, then it's chal noiser, you have to burn it. But if you're telling me now these veins are too hard, it's not called basar, there's no mitzvah to eat it, so chura should be no din to burn it. So what's shana mishnah? Chura mishnah says not like a view damarav. And the gemara eli yarmit. Elamai, what do you want to tell? Omer of Chizor says like this. L'nitzur chelo l'gid ha-nosher. I'll tell you, we're talking about the gid ha-nosher. So it's a kashan Yehuda Moravia. L'chidlo nitzchel l'gid ha-nosher. V'yalib and Rav Yehuda, say our Mishnah Tanakh is not talking about those gidim. Because the Monashach, the soft gidim, that's mamish basar. And this hard gid Tanakh is not called basar at all. So therefore, there wouldn't be a chiyuv to burn it. So what's the chiddush of our Mishnah that you have to burn the gidim, the veins? I'll tell you something about the veins of the gid ha-nosher. Omer l'chidlo nitzchel l'gid ha-nosher. And what's the chiddush then? V'yalib and Rav Yehuda. It goes according to Rav Yehuda. Because the kasher is the gid ha-nosher, that's the vein on the thigh. There's no din noiser, because you're not allowed to eat it. Something you're not allowed to eat, treat it as no din noiser. Like we said, noiser is only something that you're supposed to eat. If you didn't eat it, you have to burn it. But the gid ha-nosher, that's also the rice that eat it, so there's no din noiser on it. So how do you have the case that the Mishnah says you have to burn the gid ha-nosher? So Teretz says we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda shita is the Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer einen noig el bi'achas. Even though that every behemoth has two gid ha-noshes on the two sides, there are two gids, one on the right side, one on the left side. The Torah only asked one gid, just one of them. The second one is mutter. Now the question is, which one is the yasa one and which one is the heter one? So the Adas Machras and Svarai would tell you, Shel Yamin, the one the Torah asked is the right. On the right side, that's the gid anosha, that's also. That's the Yudhi Shita. So therefore, there's Chiddush in the Mishnah, that if you have the gid of the left side, since Lamaisi will not let it, we'll soon see why not. One shot is because the Yamin is only, most probably, but there is a tzad to say, Yehuda still has a suffix, which one is the gid? Is the right side the gid or the left side? For sure only one. But Lamaisa, can you eat both of them? No. Both of them you're not allowed to eat, because it's a suffix, which one of the two is awesome. But Lamaisa, one of them is nicer, because really, Kappa Gaya Shemaya, according to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only one of them is awesome. Just we don't know which one. So the one that really you're allowed to eat, that one you were supposed to eat, and by not eating it, chal noisa, you have to burn it. So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. If you left over both gid anoshes and you did not eat them, you have to burn both of them. Because we do not know which one is us and which one was mutter. And the one that was mutter really was a mitzvah to eat it. And since you did not eat it, it's chal noisa. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Fred the Gemara, so far it's telling us that which one is us, the right one. Fred the Gemara of Yela Tifshit, the Svuki Mitzavkele Reb Yehuda. The Chur is the Shalom the Gemara in Chulin, who has a suffix, what did Rav Yehuda mean to say? That he said that the Svari is the right one, did he mean to say for sure the right one is Usur and the left one is Mutter? Or did he mean to say no, he still has a suffix, he's still in doubt. He said there's a good chance, like he's just saying, there's a very good chance to say the Torah meant to ask for the right one. But he's not saying Vadai the right one is Usur. That's what's Mashal Panah Gemara.
why Gira